So moving on from the 1940s to the 1950s, what are your chief memories of the 1950s?
Well, it was, I suppose, the move to King's, which really cemented my concern with diabetes. I was enormously impressed by Lawrence as a clinician, an understanding clinician, and also by his very direct techniques. He argued, for example, that if you wanted to, the patient to understand about diet, you had to teach them yourself as a doctor. You couldn't just hand the patient over to a dietitian. I learned all about the line diet and the portion diet as it became, and also the sort of emotional support that people needed. And I learned that partly from Lawrence, but largely from the diabetic clinic sister, who carried the woes and anxieties of so many people with diabetes and understood them and was able to anticipate them and deal with them. And the staff there were a very understanding staff. I used to do three or 3.2 clinics a week at King's, and they were enormous clinics. I mean, we would all work together in one big room with Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Oakley and Dr. Robertson and the various other doctors, Dr. Helen Pond, four or five or six even doctors in the same room with our patients sitting close to us and muttering to us and trying not to overhear the mutterings at the next desk. And it sort of worked, but it was far, far from ideal. But we saw a great number of patients, of course. On one occasion, Dr. Lawrence, round about 11 o'clock, we used to break for coffee, and that was really quite important, particularly for Dr. Lawrence, because I remember seeing him with a patient's foot on his lap on one occasion. He was obviously examining the foot, and he'd written in the notes, patient, in his own inimitable scrawl, actually, which seemed to get worse, patient complains of pain in F-O-O-O-O. It was quite clear that Dr. Lawrence was in mild hyperglycemia, and I said, I think it's time for your coffee, sir. And up the stairs we went to the room and had a cup of coffee and biscuits, and he was fine. So it was a very communal sort of existence, and quite a warm one, and we called each other over to look at unusual manifestations of diabetes, of which there were many. And the other thing that was notable about that clinic was that there was a little eye examination room there, which was blacked out, which we took the patients to and looked at their eyes very carefully. And Dr. Lawrence, I remember, had a book in which he'd drawn patients' eyes over the decades that he'd looked after. And he had some remarkable records of the patients' eyes. I guess in those 8 or 9 years that I served my tutelage, my diabetic tutelage at King's, I really saw an enormous amount of diabetes and some in patients as well. The rest of the time, of course, I was doing my general medicine and some diabetes too at St. Mary's, and I was sort of commuting between the two. And that all came to a close in a rather grand and dramatic way in the end of the decade, 1960, when I went off to the United States to do a National Institutes of Health fellowship.